So I want to talk about wisdom today. You can put the scripture up. Psalm 51:6 says, "Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom." The Lord wants you to know wisdom. He wants to impart wisdom to you. James says, "Whoever lacks wisdom, let him ask of the Lord, and he will give it to him." Wisdom is so important in guiding our lives. It's something that we could all benefit from, no matter how long we've known the Lord, no matter how much we know the Word, no matter how close we are to Him. We can all still use more wisdom. So I want to share some bits of wisdom with you. Wisdom comes in various forms, at different times, in various ways. We need to have ears to hear and eyes to see and a heart to understand. So I want to share wisdom with you that is in different forms and different bits of wisdom. First one is a very short video that Joyce Munger sent to me many, many years ago. This is from 2011, okay? It's wise to be patient. It's coming.
Well, they call him the Sky Angel Cowboy, the voice of a little boy who called a radio station to share a story and a lesson that God showed him, a message that has now captured the world's attention.
This is 13-year-old Logan Henderson. He lives on a ranch in the middle of Nebraska. Isolated from much of the world, he often listens to KSBJ Christian Radio out of Houston, Texas, which he picks up on Sky Angel. In late October, Logan made a call to the station that would soon be heard around the world.
Hey, Mike, can I talk to you?
You bet, Logan. What's up?
I want to tell you something that God just told me.
Okay.
Last night, my dad was roping this calf. And this calf had been born from a really old cow. She didn't have really the greatest milk. She didn't have, like, the vitamin C and stuff.
Okay.
She broke her back. And this morning I went out and put her down myself. I was talking to God. I was asking God why she was special. And God said, "You know, Logan, my son was special, but he died for a purpose." It's kind of the same thing. That calf was close to me, and God's son was close to him.
Logan, you're so right. It's true. Think you're gonna be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine. But I just wanted to tell you guys that is so important. Just remember, when you lose a loved one or a pet, always remember that God gave His Son too, and He understands. He will always understand. He will always just run to Him.
Logan, you're wiser than you know, buddy.
Oh, I just figured I'd better call and share with you guys. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Out of the mouths of babes. Touching, isn't it? Well, that's a little video. I have some other lighter wisdom to share with you, now that I brought tears to your eyes. Made me tear up a little bit too, every time I listen to that. Imagine that you had won the following prize in a contest. Each morning, your bank would deposit $86,400 in your private account for your use. However, this prize has rules, just as any game has certain rules. The first set of rules would be, everything that you didn't spend during each day would be taken away from you. You may not simply transfer money into some other account. you may only spend it. Each morning upon awakening, the bank opens your account with another $86,400 for that day. The second set of rules. The bank can end the game without warning. At any time, it can say, it's over, the game is over. It can close the account and you will not receive a new one. What would you personally do? You would buy anything and everything you wanted, right? Not only for yourself, but for all the people you love, right? Even for people you don't know, because you couldn't possibly spend it all on yourself, right? You would try to spend every cent, use it all, right? Actually, this game is reality. Each of us is in possession of such a magical bank. We just can't seem to see it. The magical bank is time. Each morning we awaken to receive 86,400 seconds as a gift of life. And when we go to sleep at night, any remaining time is not credited to us. What we haven't lived up that day is forever lost. Yesterday is forever gone. Each morning the account is refilled, but the bank can dissolve your account at any time without warning. So what will you do with your 86,400 seconds? Those seconds are worth so much more than the same amount in dollars. Think about that, and always think of this. Enjoy every second of your life, because time races by so much quicker than you think. So take care of yourself, be happy, love deeply, and enjoy life. Here's wishing you all a beautiful day. Start spending. There's wisdom in that. We only have so much time. We need to use every second of it wisely. And God will show us how if we listen to Him. Here's another bit of wisdom. This is from a book from The Final Summit by Andy Andrews. It's a little excerpt from it. What is the proof of hope? We know, we understand what hope is, not the wishy-washy thing of I hope it doesn't rain, but confident expectation. We know something is going to happen, or we receive something, something is going to be. What's the proof of hope? That you breathe. For if you are breathing, then you are still alive. And if you are still alive, that means you haven't accomplished what you were placed on earth to do. If you haven't accomplished what you were put on earth to accomplish, this signifies that your life's very purpose has yet to be fulfilled, or completely fulfilled. If your very purpose has yet to be fulfilled, that is proof that the most important part of your life remains ahead of you. God has things for you to do, important things. Don't you see? If the most important part of your life is in the future, then it doesn't matter how old you are or how sick you are. It doesn't matter how fearful or depressed you might feel or how penniless you might be. By the virtue of the fact that you still draw breath, there is more to come. There is more laughter and learning, more victories. There is more. This is the proof of hope. Each of us should take that to heart as a bit of wisdom. God has more for us. The past is over and done with, but there is still the future. And God is with us in that. He has more for us. Our purpose in life has not been completely fulfilled yet. And a couple of more quick excerpts from his book. Adversity is preparation for greatness. I never thought of it that way. I always figured adversity builds character, strength, endurance. It's preparation for greatness. God is building us up, strengthening us for a purpose, to fulfill that purpose in the rest of our lives. Here's another one that sounds a lot like Yogi Berra. I don't know if any of you remember him, famous baseball player. had some very strange things to say. Until it is too late, it is never too late. Think about that. Until it is actually too late, it's never too late. And we know God, that, you know, the way He operates, it's usually at the last second. His timing is perfect. He's never late. He's always on time. Too often we say, God, I need this now. I need this answer. I need this provision. I need this right now. He said, you may think you need it right now, but you don't need it until I give it to you. We need to wait and be patient. It's not too late until it actually is too late. But He's never too late, so. Then this last one here. The quality of one's answers can only be determined by the quality of one's questions. If you want good answers in your life, you must ask good questions. That's common sense, right? But I thought about that and I said, you know, there's an analogy with prayer. The right prayer requests get the best results. Scripture says that we don't know how to pray as we ought to. And that's one of the reasons why He has given us the Spirit of God to help us to pray. Too many times, you know, we have a need or we want to pray on behalf of somebody. We don't know what to pray for. And, you know, that's true. We don't have the wisdom of God, but if we ask Him, if we just ask Him, Lord, how should I pray for this person or this situation? Or how should I pray for my own need? I don't know what I really need. I know what I want, but I don't know what I really need. And that's the prayer I should be praying. What do I need? Or what does this other person need? Well, too many times we just pray what we want. But it takes the wisdom of God to understand what the need really is. And you want better results in your prayer life? You need to know what to pray for. Better prayers get better results. Okay? And I have an example of that. It's a little story, and I think you'll enjoy this. One day, three men were hiking and unexpectedly came upon a large, raging, violent river. They needed to get to the other side, but had no idea of how to do so. The first man prayed to God, saying, "Please, God, give me the strength to cross this river." Poof! God gave him big arms and strong legs, and he was able to swim across the river in about 2 hours after almost drowning a couple of times. Seeing this, the second man prayed to God, saying, "Please, God, give me the strength and the tools to cross the river." Poof! God gave him a rowboat, and he was able to row across the river in about an hour after almost capsizing the boat a couple of times. The third man had seen how this worked out for the other two, so he also prayed to God, saying, "Please, God, give me the strength and the tools and the intelligence to cross this river." And poof, God turned him into a woman. She looked at the map that God gave him, hiked upstream a couple of hundred yards, then walked across the bridge. See, the right prayers get the right answers. I thought you'd enjoy that. As I say, wisdom comes in many forms, in different ways, at different times. And I pray that each of us would have the ears to hear, the eyes to see, and the heart to understand when He sends it to us, or when we ask for it. So may God bless each and every one of you with His wisdom to live your life to the fullest, to enjoy the life that He has given you. Let's pray. Father, thank You. You are so full of wisdom, Lord. And You have given us the capacity to understand some of that wisdom. Help us, Lord, in our weaknesses. by your Spirit, Lord. Teach us your ways. Teach us, Lord, how we can better appropriate this wisdom that you give us. And may we lead our lives accordingly, Lord. May you bless your people abundantly this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.